Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to Dice Club! In the last thrilling installment, our heroes, after escaping the clutches of Corvus Heath, interrogated Cyrus. They learned officially that Corvus Heath and Kairos, while not the same person, do, in fact, share the same face and ideals. After being mistreated by Corvus, Cyrus elects to cooperate with the party, and seeing as they've killed his father before, he wants them to do it again. They follow the crystal compass to a dip in the ocean. A portion of water magically removed to reveal a thriving coral reef below, on top of which rests the archway. Corvus shows up to ruin the party, but not before Novella and the Despair come crashing back into action. Let's see what happens next!
Novella, the Despair, and the Salvation are now both running sideways along the wall of water, parallel to one another. Parallel to the horizon as well. From the side of the Despair, you see a rope tossed down and is now dragging along the water at the edge of the wall.
Cool.
We climb it?
What are you doing?
Let's. Should
is
we get
it
on
the archway?
No. It's. They're like sailing sideways along the circle, like the water wall. They're like circling the wall, and they're on it now, but sailing along it. And the rope is like dangling out of the Despair, which is on the bottom, and the Salvation is on the top.
And is the Salvation still shooting?
The Salvation is now firing at the Despair.
I feel like this is a good opportunity to try to get to the archway. They're busy with each other.
Yeah, do we do that, or do we go up there and help defeat?
Seems like kind of a dick move to just leave. Like, she threw the
rope
down.
Okay.
See,
plus,
I appreciate...
Plus, we could be on a ghost pirate ship. A ghost pirate
ship.
Yeah,
that is
you
pretty
make
sick.
A really good point.
Is she
I'm just
like a
saying.
Ghost? Is that the context that I missed?
Not ghost, but the it looks like the materials are still physically there and she's still physically there, but any spot that they were damaged before has been repaired and sealed over with a crack of white light.
Oh, not a ghost ship, but this
and her eyes are white
still
too.
They're
still
cool.
Like
her,
kind
her
of
eyes
a ghost
are white
ship.
And her skin kind of also has cracks on it as well.
That's
also
like so
hot too.
Maybe yeah. We should all die at sea so that we can get that makeover.
Okay.
So, I support this.
I guess let's climb up then.
We do that.
Yeah.
All
right, so
we just do it.
You all are heading down. Venus, are you still carrying Cyrus?
I didn't think I was. I guess I can pick him up again.
Okay,
Fireman.
Are we
I'm not going to make you
roll
strength to do
that.
That
what
we're
but doing? Yes.
If you want to.
I guess so.
All right. So you are carrying Cyrus, and the rest of you are heading towards the wall with the ships kind of circling around, about to cross over. Venus, you're falling behind a little bit because you're carrying a lot of extra weight, and the rest of your party doesn't seem to notice when you... No longer. Make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, no.
Wisdom saving throw? Shit.
Wisdom
got
saving
shit
throw.
Wisdom.
No.
That's a dirty 20.
Oh.
Nice.
Okay.
Queen.
For like a second, you feel like you can't move. But then you like... And your mind kind of fogs over a little bit, but then it, like, all at once reality kind of just, like, pops back into your, like, psyche, and you have full control over your body, and the crew, your party is now at the rope. What do you do?
I go back, I run up to the rope.
Okay, as you run up to the rope, it is going, the ship is moving faster than you are, and it goes, you can't catch up with the rope, and everybody else is on. You haven't seen this yet.
Okay.
As you just barely reach, or you reach for the rope and you just barely miss, Corvus Heath leaps off of the Salvation, falling about 100 feet down into the pit, landing 20 feet away from you, and you're in the water moat now, but it's like maybe a foot deep, so you still can like stand and like walk around in it, and he is 20 feet away from you in this moat as well, and he rips off his helmet, revealing his familiar face before he draws his heavy cutlass. And the Salvation and the Despair, now with the rest of the party aboard, continue sailing around the circle.
What the fuck?
What do you do?
Okay. Venus throws Cyrus to the ground and takes out one of her knives and cuts the rope. And she says, "You catch up to that rope and you get on that ship and keep going." And she's gonna pull out her fire cutlass and...
Okay, and you activate it, I presume?
Oh, you know I do.
Oh, sick, okay. So, Cyrus kind of just, like, looks at you for a second before, running with a wide berth around, or back, or, like, behind you, and in the opposite direction that the, ship was going, trying to cut it off at the next pass, trying to get there before, because he's not going to catch up with it. But now, I want everybody to roll initiative.
Ooh.
Yay.
Oh.
Yikes.
Rolling initiative.
I rolled a
nat
1, so 3.
Well, hey guys, I think we know 20. Who's going first. Six. I got a 6.
Dance abilities. Ass.
Your mom's ass.
Whoa, dude, bro.
Your mom's ass is hot.
What? Yo, what? What won't he say?
I am going to slap your mom's ass.
Yo.
What?
No way.
Sex with her.
This one's earning the explicit tag for sure. Anyways.
What's wrong with you?
I have a cold.
Okay, so initiative is going to be a little bit different than it typically is here because I think it's more fun that way. Anyways, Venus, Corvus is going to run at you and he's going to try to slash his cutlass down on you. We're doing initiative a little bit different here. We're being silly with it. Does a 21 hit?
That's not a question.
Yikes.
Answer. You have a question? Hello? Alex?
Alex?
What? No. What?
I said
that's not a question. Who the fuck has an armor class that's above 21?
Okay, so 21 hits then?
Yes,
it does.
Okay.
We all just heard question, right. And Tin was like, answer, and then you just stared.
Okay. He's going to hit you for 10 points of slashing damage. Oh, yes. And then he, with a motion of his hand, the bottom of the hilt kind of falls out as a ball and chain, and then spikes come out of the ball.
Ooh.
And he's going to swing that around at you as well. And does a 19 hit.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. That is just 5 damage of bludgeoning.
Okay.
All right. You're up.
Oh, I'm up? That's nice.
Yep.
Okay. I've got too many things to keep track of now.
Everybody else, I want you to kind of be thinking about what you're trying to do. It's you've been on the disarray before. All of the options are still the same for last time you were fighting.
Because oh,
I
yes.
want combat to move fairly quickly.
Okay. This guy hit Venus pretty good, so I think she staggers a bit, and then she gets up, and like I want to say she wipes blood from her face or something like that because it's edgy and cool, and
very cool.
She's gonna take her sword, and she's just gonna try and like slash him in the chest area, but I'm also gonna use one of my maneuvers.
Okay.
Menacing attack. She's gonna scare the shit out of him again.
Okay.
Okay. So first,
what does he have to do?
First, I gotta hit to see if I hit.
Okay.
And if I don't hit, that's gonna be embarrassing. I think that's gonna be embarrassing.
Oh no.
11.
Okay. No, that does not hit. You very menacingly swing down your cutlass.
I can't even
onto...
use the maneuver because it's if it hits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your face looks pretty scary though.
Yeah,
as you,
I look
as
pretty
you,
fucked up.
Swing down your sword to try to hit him, but he brings his up to deflect it, and you are swords kind of locked now. Now, Marsh, you're up.
Great. I have a question. Wait.
Yeah.
Okay. Venus, you've taken damage, right?
Oh yeah.
Great. Does the terrain down there count as difficult terrain or no?
It does.
So, if Venus was to move, that would count as difficult terrain?
Yes.
Alright.
Do you even know I'm down there?
I think at this point you would have seen.
I feel
seen.
Like we'd see the fighting, and like, fair. I feel like we'd see everyone on the ship and then go, where's Venus?
You'd know.
And
at this point you know.
Him, I guess. I forgot his name.
It's just easier if you know.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to do a silly little spell, if my character sheet wanted to work for me. And I'm going to cast Cure Wounds at second level. I'm going to take Bordy, and I
okay.
Give him a little kiss. And I go, and I say, go to Venus. So he's going to go down to Venus. And,
okay, okay.
Have a Cure Wounds.
Roll for healing.
So a board just hits Venus in the head, but good.
It's a
but lovingly.
Board.
It's like a little kiss.
Like the caress of a gentle lover.
Oh, that's pretty good. 12.
12, nice.
Nice.
What are you at now, Venus?
32.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then okay.
Is that your turn?
The ship has people on it, and they're attacking the Despair is attacking the other one, right?
Okay,
the
so the
they, like...
the Despair is crewed by these like spectral white figures, but they seem to just be kind of manning the ship and keeping it moving and keeping it on course. But none of them are at any of the cannons. So this Despair has not fired yet, but it has taken a couple hits from the other side.
Okay.
And Novella's at the helm, and she's very, very focused. She actually says, as you guys kind of go up onto the deck and into her view, she says, well, hey there, everyone. Glad to have you back on the crew.
After sending Bordy down, Marsh goes, it's good to see you.
Good to be seen. And then she gets back. To, like, steering and stuff.
That's pretty good.
That was a lot better than it has been.
Thanks. I have a question. I have my feet, or not a feet, my thing, extra attack. I've already casted a spell, but it says I can attack twice rather than once whenever I take the attack action.
This would not, you could not.
Because I've already taken
attack again.
Okay.
Because you've used your action as not the attack action.
Yes.
When you attack, cool. You do it twice, not.
Okay. I'm then going to use my movement and my and get a cannonball and go over to.
Okay, you can carry two as well.
Cool. Oh, I do have a thing where it says when I'm counting what I can hold, I count as one higher.
Okay, you can carry three then.
I can carry three. It's like one determining right, just what as a I treat. Can carry. As a treat. All right, so I and go over to one of the cannon, and that's...
Do you remember the types of cannonballs?
Yes, I do. I want... I'm going to take two of the ignition cores and one of the normal cannonballs.
Okay. All right, so you take that and you head up to the deck or to the side cannon?
Which one would get me a better view of the ship? The other one?
The side cannons are just, they are aimed currently and they would probably hit okay. just the, like, the hull of the ship. But the cannons on top, you can kind of aim and move around to hit more specific things.
If Corvus Heath was on the ship, I would do the more specific ones. But considering it's okay. a nice crew, we'll do the side cannons that are just already okay. aimed.
All right. Saradin, you're up.
Okay. I don't have anything that would really help Venus right now as much as I would like to.
Wait, I'm wrong. I'm sorry. I'm wrong. That's my bad. Before your turn, I'm gonna have Marsh make a dexterity saving throw.
Fuck! This is the third one. You hate me.
A little bit.
You specifically.
Get more dexterous.
15.
Okay, that is good. I want you to take.
Oh, great. I only have 17 hit points, my guy.
Just not four. For long. Four bludgeoning. As a cannon kind of comes into the side of the ship, near where you are, and you are caught with some of the debris that. Flies. And actually, as it hits the side, you can see where that hole was. That white light kind of seeps from the cracks and goes to fill it, and now it like is patched up by this patch of white light. Now it is Saradin's turn.
Okay. As I was saying, I don't have anything that can help Venus, even though I would like to. And I don't think aiming a cannonball over there would be wise, so... I'm going to grab some cannonballs and, you know what, I'll grab a blast ball and a regular cannonball, okay. I'm going to go over, and try to shoot at the other ship, at the Salvation, with the blast ball.
Okay, just from the side, like, kind of where Marsh was?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and make your attack roll.
Okay, what? And I'll just roll a d20, I guess.
Yep. And you will be just adding your dexterity.
13.
Okay, that is not gonna hit. It sails. You fire the cannonball, and it sails over the Salvation, and goes. It actually kind of falls down again, but since you are like sideways now. I should also mention that once you, like, climbed up the rope onto the ship, like, gravity kind of shifted, and you are, like, sticking out of the side of the water, and that is how you are. So the cannonball fires up, and then it, like, falls down into the moat, and you miss. Is that your turn?
Yeah, that's my turn.
Okay.
Wait, actually, yeah, it is.
Meadow and Ren, you're still up on the deck, and you watch as a crewmate from the Salvation swings across, and Ren is going to try to hit you with her cutlass. Ren? Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Why? Okay. No, sorry. I thought you were calling the crewmate Ren, and I was like, "There's
another crewmate." No, it's a coincidence. No. Yeah.
Crewmate is hitting Ren.
Crew is taking control of Ren and is just, like, hitting random people. I don't even get to have a turn.
Does a 14 hit?
No, actually.
Okay, so the this crewmate swings across, and as she kind of swings past you, she, like, takes a swing, but she misses and you duck out of the way, and she is now on the despair, and it is your turn.
I don't think I'm very happy about being swung at, so I go into a rage, methinks.
Perfect.
Arrah! And then I...
We're so scary!
Don't ever do that again. And then I take my big hot hammer. I take my maul. I am chasing after this person who just tried to stab me, and I would like to try to attack them with my maul. All
right, go ahead and roll your attack.
That would be a 23 to hit.
Let's go. All right, you hit.
Nice.
Damage. 6 damage.
6 damage, okay. Are you adding your strength to that as well? That's the thing that you do.
I believe so.
You roll damage.
Okay, yes.
Sick. Alright, so she takes 6 damage and looks pretty bad. Now, is that your turn?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I don't think there's anything else I can do.
Okay, so that crewmate now is going to come right back at you and try to hit you again with her cutlass.
For Bird gets to go twice. We live in a hell world.
That's just an 11, though. So she misses again, and now it's Meadow's turn.
Bird's not very good at fighting.
I'm on the ship, right?
Yeah.
We're all on the ship, except for... Venus.
You're on the deck.
Yes.
You and Ren are on the deck.
I'm gonna get some normal cannonballs and shoot them out of a cannon.
Nice. All right.
That's my genius move. What's the attack roll for
cannons? D20 plus your dexterity.
Right. 14.
14. What did you say that you rolled, Duck, last time that missed?
13.
I'm gonna say a 14 hits.
Oh, wow. I'm glad you have this so clearly established ahead of time.
I do. I wrote it down. I swear. I just can't find it.
Right.
And I'm just going to say a 14 hit.
6d8.
Yeah, okay. It was 14. 6d8.
Do you want me to...
Big high numbers.
Roll 6 separate d8 and do math.
Yeah.
Yes.
I can add them for you with my calculator.
No, I can add them myself. Shush.
Oh. But Gabs has a calculator.
If you don't talk to me, I will do a lot better at adding them. 35.
Alright, 35. Okay.
And can I just say that I can't believe that I'm on a ship called the Despair handling cannons right now. That's so... It's just so Destiel of me.
Okay.
Alright.
Alright,
we made a vow. And a promise.
Your wedding vows.
That's the end of your turn?
That's the end of my turn.
Alright. Another cannon fires from the Salvation and collides with the Despair, and it was an ignition core.
Fuck.
Hits for 26 damage, and now the side of the ship near the helm is on fire. Venus, you are up.
I'm up?
Yes.
That's crazy.
No, you're down on the ground.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I guess I'm going to try and do the same thing I did last time and just try to, like, run up to him and swish. That's my sword noise for you audio listeners.
All right. You're still kind of, like, in fairly close combat, so you're just going to try to, like... All right. Are you going to attempt your menacing attack again or a different maneuver?
Yeah. Can I try and see if it hits first? I was trying not to embarrass myself again.
Okay.
That is a... 25.
25 will hit. Roll damage, and what does menacing attack do?
Okay. When you hit a creature with a weapon attack, you can expend one superiority die to attempt to frighten the target. Add the superiority die to the attack's damage roll. and the target must make a wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, it is frightened of you until the end of... Wisdom.
All right, so roll damage, and then add... And then roll a superiority die, and then add those together and tell me what that is.
Hang on, I have to figure out what a superiority die is. Do you know what that is, Tim?
I believe it's a D...
D8.
D10 It could be a D10. It's not a D10. It is not a D10.
If you wanted it to be a D10.
I don't.
Okay.
Tim, is this a D8?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That looks like a D10.
Your mom's a D10. Okay, damage. What's a D6 look like? Oh.
It's the regular
normal dice.
Oh, wow.
You got this. Keep your D6 and your D8 handy.
Yeah. Okay. So that
is... This is so embarrassing.
Sorry.
It's not embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
You're so humiliating.
What's the number?
12.
12 total?
Yes.
All right. He got a nat 20, I swear to Christ.
Off.
Okay, so it does hit, and he does take that 12 damage. In stride, I would say, and he is not menaced.
Okay.
Or frightened of you.
Damn.
He is going to...
Venus just looks really pissed.
Okay. He is going to push your sword away and then take a step back and extends his hand. Make a wisdom saving throw.
Damn! That's a 4!
Okay, you lose control of your body and are frozen in place as he lifts you up a couple feet into the ground. He raises his hand and you raise a few feet above the ground and then slams you down. And you take 3 damage before he comes and tries to hit you with his flail. That is a 19.
Yeah, that hits.
For 6 damage.
Okay. What's math?
Marsh, we're back to you.
Yeah. All right.
And I think at this point, Venus is out of your sight.
Is Cyrus?
Cyrus is... You can kind of see him coming around the other way, but he's not, on the boat yet. What's up, Marsh?
Bitch.
Can the cannons that aren't on the side, the ones that can be aimed and moved around, can they be maneuvered in a way that makes it possible for me to hit Corvus?
The fight between them is out of your sight now. The mountain is between you and him, you and them.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yes. This ship has moved, you can no longer see this fight happening.
Fuck. All right, well, I was gonna
and
try
did Bordy
to
come back
Venus.
To you, or just sticking over by Venus?
Bordy is not a familiar, so Bordy can't give any help actions or anything.
I know, I was just wondering where Bordy's at.
I think Bordy's there for mortal support.
Mortal support.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think she's gonna need it.
Okay, then I'm gonna load in one of the balls.
That's silly.
Ignition cores.
Balls. Okay.
Ball.
And shoot. This is just a normal attack, and I'm adding my strength. Or dexterity?
Dexterity.
Well, that's a 10.
Okay.
Since
no, it does not.
I can go twice, yeah?
Yeah, actually, you can.
Yippee!
That one misses, but you can fire again.
Well, that
one's
a 9.
Glad you grabbed 3 balls.
So.
Okay, well, that one misses as well. But you did a really... Good try.
Thank you.
Now, it is the crewmate above with Ren is going to try to hit you.
Because
that's gone very well. Try to hit Ren again.
Okay.
It's gone very well in the past for this crewmate. Natural 1! She sucks at this. Saradin, you're up.
Okay. Is it just the one crewmate that's on board right now?
Just the one crewmate that is on board.
Okay. I think maybe instead, I feel like Ren's kind of got a handle on this because she sucks.
Yeah.
But I think Saradin might try to actually aim their bow, or hold on. This might be fun. You know what? I'm gonna cast Spike Growth on the deck of the other ship.
Oh,
oh cool. Okay. Shit. All right.
So, the ground at a 20-foot radius, so that's 40 feet wide.
20-foot radius? That is quite large.
Centered on a point within range, the range is 150 feet, so I assume I can...
Yep, that's well within your right.
That's so sick.
So it twists and sprouts hard spikes and thorns. It's difficult terrain, and when a creature moves into or within the area, it takes 2d4 piercing damage for every 5 feet. And the ground is camouflaged to look natural.
Wait, for every 5 feet?
Yeah.
Dadgum. 2d4 or 2d6?
2d4. And the transformation of the ground is camouflaged to look natural, so any creature that can't see the area when it's cast has to make a wisdom, a perception check against my spell save DC to know that it's bad before going in. So I assume some of the crew is going to see it and some of it won't, but
yeah.
In any case, I'm going to cast that.
Okay.
That is an amazing application of that spell.
That is very I'm going to give you a point of inspiration.
Whoa.
That's very good.
Thank you.
Thinking outside the box.
Teehee. Okay, so I cast that. That's a spell slot. That, I believe, that's an action. So then that's going to be my turn.
I'm going to just have you go ahead and roll 4d6 for me.
4d6, okay.
Or 44, I mean. Sorry.
Oh, okay. That's 13.
All right. Okay. Now... After Saradin is... Okay. Another cannonball is going to fire at the Despair. And that hits.
Oh my god.
Crew is useless in close quarters, but can fire a cannon. an ignition core hits the front of the ship, and now both ends are on fire. Front of the ship for 32 total damage. 12 of that is fire. Okay. Now, it is Ren, you're up.
Ren is... There's still a guy attacking me, right?
There's one guy who looks pretty rough.
I would like to kill this guy, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This seems like plausible. She's not very good at fighting, and she does not look like she's very cool.
That's just... Trusty old Maul.
Killed for being lame.
does a 13
hit you to death?
Sorry. 13 does hit, actually.
Really? Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, dude. Just barely hits. These guys are wearing basically just clothes.
10
points of damage. Alright, so you bring your Maul down on her head. You kind of like... She swings at you and, like, you deflect her blade, and then you, like, swing right back around and hit her, like, in the back, and she flies forward a little bit, and you hear a gruesome crunch, and she does not get back up.
Yeah.
Next is going to be another cannonball.
Wait, can I run after that? Do I have enough movement to grab cannonballs? You got motion. Okay, then I grab cannonballs.
Okay. Which ones?
Oh, see, that's a good question.
Blast ball, cannonball, ignition core. Blast ball is like an explosion. Cannonball is just cannonball. Ignition core does fire.
One blast ball, one ignition core.
Okay. Next is a cannonball again from the ship. But it kind of sails past you and hits into the moat beneath. Meadow, you're up.
Meadow, I'm doing the same thing again, because I still have a cannonball, so I'm shooting the cannonball. Okay.
Go for it.
Hmm?
Go for it.
Yes, 15, so that's a hit.
Okay, that hits.
Regular
cannonball type?
Yes. Okay. I'm mathing. Shut up.
Sorry.
29.
I had a calculator.
29.
No, I did that very well and quite quickly. All right. I can do addition. I know it's been a while since I took any math classes, but I can do addition.
Now, that's the end of your turn? Okay. For the Salvation's next turn, another crewmate, you can see kind of through the portholes that the cannons are firing out of. Another crewmate goes to swing over, and right as they do, as they're in the middle of, right in between, a spin shark jumps out of the water and chomps him out of the air, and then lands back into the water wall. And that is going to be it for the Despair's second round. Hey everybody, it's Tin, and I'm back with your show notes. How exciting! I want to give a super quick shout out to Dax Ayrden on Reddit for letting us use the homebrew race for Saradin. He's great. Check him out. I want to thank you for listening and still being here. We've had a pretty big turnout this month. I feel like we always do in January, but I'm glad to see the trend is continuing. Sorry that this one went up a little bit late. There were some unforeseen circumstances that were out of my control, but the next episode should be up on time. Thank you for listening and being here. It really means the world that people are here for this story, and I am so excited for you to hear this next one. Like, genuinely so excited for you to hear the next one. So get the word out, get people listening, get you listening mainly. And yeah, if you want to tell people about the show online, you can use hashtag TheDiceCast. And if you want to find any of our social medias, you can use, you can go to linktr.ee/DiceClubPodcast. And that's it. That's all we got. We got a few more episodes coming out this month. The next one will be out on the 16th, and then the 23rd and 30th. No, 15th, 22nd, and 29th. I did that wrong, because I did put this up late. Yes. So, that's that. Unless it's Tuesdays. Might be Tuesdays. Oh, well. That's neither here nor there. I think that's enough banter from me. Enjoy the rest of the episode. Round three for Venus and Corvus. Corvus is going to lift his sword to swing at you, but before he brings it down, you hear this sound of a huge crash of water, and everybody on the Despair, you feel a huge thud as something massive collides with the rear of the ship. Venus, you see, hurtling out of the water, a massive spin shark. This one is easily bigger than the Salvation, and it is sailing through the air directly towards you and Corvus. Before he swings his sword down on you, he turns away from you and extends his hand as seemingly effortlessly. He holds the shark frozen in the middle of the air. His concentration is currently focused on that, and it is your turn.
Bro.
Did he leave Venus's reign?
No, he's still just right there. He just turned and extended his hand, and this shark is just flying, just frozen in the middle of the air.
Shark levitation.
Okay, here's my question. What counts as an action? Really stupid question, but like, is it literally just like one swipe of my sword, that is an action?
If you go to attack, do you have a second attack?
Yeah.
What?
I have you have two attacks now, right?
I don't know.
Do you not have a second attack?
You didn't tell me this when I leveled up.
Did I not tell you when you leveled up that you got a second attack?
You never told me this, no.
I'm gonna see if this is true. Give me one moment.
She's a fighter,
at
surely
fifth level,
she does.
That's what you get at fifth level is extra attack. So this round, that's my bad. Since we leveled up that way, I'll let you attack three times this round.
Yeah. Yo!
Just to make up for it, because...
Damn.
Okay, so literally, like, that would be, like, three swipes in my sword. That's three attacks.
Three attacks would be one action. As, like, if you take a, like, if you attack or use the attack action however many times you get to attack, that is an action. Or if you, like, maneuver something, like, on levers, that is an action. Or if you, like, cast a spell, that's an action. The different, like, kinds of actions that you can take. But attacking with your sword is an action.
Okay.
Or so attacking with anything is an action.
If I attack three times with a sword, that's three actions.
No, okay. You have one action, right? Normally that would mean one attack. But for you, that means two attacks. And they're one action. But you're getting a bonus one because of Tin's, like, mess up with the information. Okay.
Yes. Because I messed you up.
Okay. Can I try to, like... slash at, like, both of his hands so he can't do this special little thing anymore?
I let you do it at one, or, like, per attack. And I think your first attack will have advantage on it.
Okay.
Because he is facing away from you and he's focusing on something else.
Cut his hands off.
Okay, you said advantage on the first one, right?
Yep.
Okay, good.
Oh, no.
That's a nat 20!
No way, is it actually?
You actually cut off his hands.
Okay, roll your other two attacks now as well. Well, actually, with your sword, you attack his arm, and roll your damage. But with your dice, roll twice and then add your bonus once. Because it's nat 20. You get to roll your damage dice two times.
Okay. So, what?
So, when you roll for your damage,
yeah,
do that twice, but you're only going to add your strength once.
Okay. And for every time I attack with a sword, it's 1d6 slash 1d6 fire, right? Like, every time?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Every time.
Calculator time, baby.
Yes.
Woo! That's 22.
22 yes. damage?
22 damage.
Dadgum. Okay, so woo! you cleave your sword down onto his arm that is covered in this scale mail armor, and as you do, his arm that is extended, you, below the elbow, your sword slides clean through, and his arm falls into the water below you, muddying it. And the shark, in the middle of the air, is no longer in his grasp, and it's. How do I want to do this? What's okay?
Corvus's arm off.
Give me a second. Okay.
Give me a second eye.
I need to get my story straight.
So the shark was in the middle of the air. I'm imagining him, like, sort of above the archway. But also so are the fish. So the shark is now no longer frozen, but is going to swim around and...
The shark is the crystal.
It smells blood.
The real crystal was the shark we made along the way.
It does smell blood.
It does!
We're gonna need a bigger boat or something. I haven't actually seen Jaws.
I just know the story from the Lemon Demon song about it.
I was about to make a Lemon Demon reference that wasn't just me saying, hey, here's a there's a Lemon Demon song about that, but then you beat me to it, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so the shark... We'll see what the shark does after your turn is over.
Okay.
Then it'll be the shark's turn.
Okay, well, my next attack is I'm just going to go for his other hand.
Okay, all right. He is now attentive and not sticking it right out towards you, and he is looking at you now. As you, like, cut off his arm... it is bleeding in the ground and, or in the water, and his, like, the stump is now also bleeding, but then it, not a lot, because you kind of cauterized it with your sword as well.
Yeah.
Oh, God!
But not all the way, and you see, like, this kind of blue light, like, extend from it and weave itself over... the hole, and you also see kind of like extending from it a very like simple hand that looks like it's made out of this like blue and black lightning, and he kind of looks at it and like clenches it a little bit, and then he looks back at you, and you have two more attacks.
You gotta chop his damn head off.
When you started saying you're gonna chop his dick, I really thought you were gonna say dick. Like, I heard the T.
I chop his dick off.
I mean, you gotta chop his dick head off. So.
Oh my god.
Anyways, blue lightning, you have two attacks, and you can roll them both at the same time.
I think I'm gonna try and just.
Oh, try.
Stab
I think
him,
I'm gonna
like,
try.
I'm gonna
just
saw.
Stab him, and then you have a second attack as well. Roll your attacks and see what hits first.
Yeah. Okay. That's a 16?
That one does not hit.
Okay, so I'm gonna try again.
Yeah.
Come on, baby. That's also a 16.
Ah, okay. he is going to, the shark kind of, It swims into the side of the water wall near you, and then Corvus is going to try to attack you with his sword, very, very angrily. Now that you've removed him of a limb, that's a 25.
That's really bad, actually.
How are you looking, health-wise?
Right now I'm at a 23.
Okay, he gives you 11.
He gives me 11? Whoa, that's so nice!
No, he hits you, across, he slashes across the chest for 11 points of slashing damage. Mm-hmm. Now it is, back to the despair crew. Marsh, it's your turn.
Thank you. with my movement, can I get two or three more balls?
Yeah.
I know I have one left.
Yeah, you can get two more balls.
Okay, so I'm gonna make two attacks.
Okay.
And so next turn, I'll be able to make two attacks as well.
Well, you could attack once and then go to get the balls after, because you wouldn't be able to make it back with your movement.
Oh, okay. Well, I attacked once. What am I adding? Well, it's 15. Doesn't matter.
No, never mind. You'll just be able to. You can attack twice. I'm just gonna let you do that.
Okay. So.
Sorry, I'm losing my mind a little bit.
The ignition cores. I hit once. Both? I got a 15. Yeah.
Yes.
And that one definitely doesn't hit.
Okay.
48. 46
plus 2d6. D8. Okay, 48 plus 2d8. Yeah.
All right.
Sorry.
Hey, losing Gabs, my mind. Can I, borrow your calculator?
Yeah.
I'm glad you asked. These for me as I do it.
Handy dandy.
Mm-hmm. 5.
Mm-hmm.
1. 7. 5.
Is that it?
I straight up don't have a d6. I can't believe I didn't bring a d6 with me.
Do you want me to roll it for you?
Sure. 2d6, please.
That's a 6.
I do not have a d6.
That's like the most more d6 common.
I'm adding
like,
it.
That's you're rolling 2d6.
Everyone has a d6.
Is it one
even
or
if they
two
don't play
them?
D&D?
Two.
We're so good at this game, you guys.
It was a 6 and a 5.
We're killing it.
Dang.
Thank you.
Now is that it?
So that's... Yes. That is 11 points of burning damage, and then whatever else there was.
That is 29.
29 total?
Yes.
Deckum. All right, so you fire the... you fire the ignition core at the Salvation, and it explodes with fire, and the side of it is now burning.
I have a question.
What's up?
Can I tell from where we are in position to the Coral Mountain whether we'll have view of Venus and Corvus next round?
You'd say like probably you so. Could.
Okay.
You've gone around a decent amount.
Okay. Then I'm going to... Actually, No, I've already used all my movement. Never mind.
Yeah.
I'm done with my turn.
All right. Okay. So, now you hear another cannon fire as it hits front of you, the Despair, with a blast ball.
Hey, cut that out. Stop it. Hey.
I'm doing math again. Hold on.
Do you want a calculator?
It was 2 damage.
Ah. No.
You've rolled like 12 times.
46. Well, because I kept falling off the dang book, didn't I? That is 46 damage on the Despair, and it is not looking good, you guys. It is probably over... It's probably a majority of this white light is the Despair. So, now it is Saradin's turn.
Okay, seeing this happen... But then also seeing the great hit that Marsh did, Saradin will. Why did I grab a regular cannonball? I'm gonna use my regular cannonball and try to hit. Was that dexterity?
Yep.
I don't hit.
Okay.
I rolled a 5. Let me see if I have a bonus action. Yeah. Well, shut up.
Okay. We'll do.
On it. You got it.
Well, then I guess I'm just going to run back to get a blast ball and ignition core.
Okay. As you're running back, you hear the sound of a cannon fire.
Ugh.
And that's a natural 20.
Aye.
And it is an ignition core.
That's bad.
I will be using that calculator now.
Okay.
Oh.
Gab's taken away from him.
Won't.
He doesn't deserve it.
All right. So
add
that
it up
is
and
that
it'll
is
be 2.
Okay. Please be honest with me about the number.
Yeah, okay, Captain.
Lie.
8.
Lie.
3. 6. 5.
Fuck.
5.
Fuck.
2. 2. 4. 3. I think that was 8, right?
I don't know.
All right.
Gabs, you more? Better be like soap and lie.
More dice. Four.
Another four?
Six.
Okay.
Six.
I don't like this.
Four.
Is that it?
That's all the damage.
No.
58 points of damage. 58? Oh,
58. All right. Your ship is not looking very good, you guys.
Yeah, wow, you think?
Like, really, really bad, actually.
I wonder whose fault that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who did this to our ship?
Curious.
Ren, you're up.
Can I heal the ship? I'm gonna guess not. Holy shit, if I had mending... Dude.
Mending would be hard to come by.
Wait, what was the effect of my... thorns, did it, like, kill anybody?
Yep. There were a lot of folks that died in that blast. You would have had a lot more crewmates over here if you didn't cast that. So that was a very good spell.
Fuck yeah.
And
thank you, sir.
Congratulations.
Nice.
Okay, Ren is going to put the fucking blast ball in there and shoot it.
Sick. Let's go.
Blaster? I hardly know her.
What do I roll?
D20 plus dex.
Plus dex. That's a 22.
Yes. All right. You hit. Roll 8d8.
Woo!
8d8. Jesus Christ.
Calculator?
Nope. I have digital dice, you whore. They all do the math for me. 25.
Okay.
25?
8d8? Yeah. Yeah.
That's bad.
Unlucky.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's fine.
Bet you wish you had real dice now. If you're wondering, you have. You whore.
You've done a total of 118 damage to the Salvation so far, including that. So congrats on that, you guys.
How much?
118.
Oh, damn.
And I will not tell you how much has hit the Despair because.
A lot.
It is sad.
It's like 300.
Is that your turn, Ren?
I mean, unless I can do something else.
I don't think so. So, up next, from the windows of this thing, you see another spin shark jump out of the water.
No.
And this time, it jumps up, and this is just a regular sized one, not the giant one from before, but it jumps up. And takes a big ol' bite out of the piece of wood that goes across your mast.
Ours?
You the place.
Why would they attack
yours,
us?
Yeah.
Bro.
And then it jumps, or it lands back into the wall. And this sudden change of the sail's composure causes the Salvation to kind of get a lead ahead of you. So, yeah, there's that. Meadow, it is your turn, and if you try to attack, it is going faster now, and you will have disadvantage.
Oh, well.
You hate our guts.
Okay, I don't really know what else to do, so I don't think I have mending. I'm pretty sure I don't have mending. Where the fuck is my spells? Hold on. I don't have mending, no. What spells do I have? Let's look at my spell book for a moment.
Oh, you actually have your spells. Labs.
I think that my spike growth should have killed everybody.
Cool.
I agree.
For like 13 damage?
Well, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems like they're pretty weak.
Some of them. It killed a lot. I'm not arguing that it did not kill everybody, but.
I think it should have killed Corvus Heath.
Killed a lot of folks.
I think it should have killed him also. Yeah.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the sharks. No, they're just doing that. They're just vibing, literally. Never mind. The sharks are fine.
It's biology. It's nature.
I would just rather have them. Hold on. Let me look up something.
I don't know, dude. I think I'm just gonna do normal attack. I don't have anything cool.
All right. Roll with disadvantage, then.
Yeah. Well, I have to get ammunition, but yes, I get ammunition and I roll with disadvantage.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna... I miss.
Okay.
I don't even need to roll the disadvantage to know that I miss.
Because the ship was moving and it's moving ahead of you and
oh, okay.
Now it's no longer just side by side. Okay. Next, you hear another cannon fire.
Oh my god. I need it to be my turn so bad.
It is just...
You can lie and say that they didn't hit, also.
I can't. I wish I could, but I can't.
You can.
It hits. Just a regular cannonball sails through, and... I keep forgetting the numbers I said.
I block it with my really cool shield.
Okay.
It bounces off and falls and hits Corvus in the head, and he goes, dunk, and he falls on the ground.
Hey, has anyone made a Sharknado joke yet with the floating sharks?
New one really, not yet. I don't believe so.
We'll cut it out.
It's sort of like Sharknado.
I think we did make a Sharknado joke when we saw the very first spin shark.
The first time we saw the sharks, but yeah, all right.
But this episode, anyways.
So this cannonball hits into the rear of the ship, tearing through the rear mast, and the you can hear a large crash as the sail kind of falls over. And now, Venus.
Hey.
You're up.
I'm up. Thank
God. Let's go, Venus. You can do it.
Okay. Venus is gonna try again to just stab him to get him down.
So okay.
I'm gonna do that.
Go ahead and roll both your attacks at the same time.
Okay. Well, the first one was a 3, so that doesn't do anything. And that one is an 18.
Okay. 18 hits.
Okay. So I stab him in the chest.
Okay. Oh. You put roll damage first.
Okay. Yikes! Oh my god. Do I add anything to that, or is it just the D6s?
Strength.
Yeah, duh. 5.
Oh my god.
5 total?
Yeah.
Okay, you lunge your flaming cutlass forward, and he parries it, but rather than sinking into his chest, it sinks into his shoulder,
mm-hmm.
and he grimaces before he kind of kicks you off of him, and your blade leaves him, and he extends that spectral hand, and make another wisdom saving throw.
Wait, can I do a thing before he does that, or is that like a...
What would you want to do?
I wanted to use second wind so I could heal myself.
I really wish you said before.
I'm sorry.
Well, I think not this time. Second wind after the damage.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Kill me dead.
How much do you have left? No, don't tell me. Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Okay.
I don't want to be influenced. Okay. Roll your wisdom saving throw, though.
Oh, okay. That's a 8.
All right. He kicks you back, and as you're falling backwards, he extends his hand, and you stop, and then he flicks 2 fingers down, and you fall onto your knees, and he very slowly walks up to you, and... with his cutlass.
I feel like I'm gonna throw up.
He stabs you through the chest for 15 damage.
Yikes!
Are you down?
Yeah.
Okay. The despair is nearing destruction.
Yeah.
The light pouring out of the cracks where it was previously damaged is getting more intense, and the cracks are getting wider with each hit the ship has taken. Novella shouts, "Venus!" as your ship comes into view of the ensuing battle, and you glance down at them, and you see Venus and Corvus, and you see her on her knees, facing down, Corvus' blade through her chest. You hear Novella from above decks, you hear her say, "It was enough. It had to be enough." And as you're looking at Venus, from where Corvus has his blade in her chest, you see white light pouring out of it. And you see her eyes, that same light starts to pour out through her eyes, and her head tilts upwards, and streams of this white light move out from her eyes and her wound, and they wind up to the deck, and they surround all of you, and you see more streams than just hers, and you can tell they're coming from atop the helm, and they surround all of you, and eventually all you can see is this brilliant white light, and then just as suddenly as you saw the white, you only see black. Venus. You're in a black space that is completely empty, save for you. The rest of the party is behind you, and Novella is in front of you. Her skin and clothes are nearly covered in those white cracks, and she looks completely devoid of character as she looks at you. There's a loom behind her. You hear voices on top and behind of hers as she speaks. Hello, Venus.
Hi.
Novella is no longer here. She's fulfilled her role in your story. You will not be seeing her again.
Are you sure there's nothing that I can do?
She was granted more time than she was supposed to. There is nothing else. You all have grown so close. But in order to finish this story, you must understand each other's. Venus?
Yes?
And then, in a voice that isn't hers, she says, Are you ready to see him?